We'll get to your On the House tip of the day with the Carey Brothers in just a moment. First off, though, we want to check in with Rafael Tolino this morning. He's our IRS expert. And of course, actually a week from today is...
Couple extra days this year.
Yes, is tax day. Good morning, Rafael.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's good, going sir. Great. So, Ross had an interesting question from something he's actually...
I've had a couple of... this has happened to a couple of family members where they took their documents and so forth, you know, their documentation for their 1040 or whatever, to an enrolled agent or a certified tax preparer. Thought everything was fine and then came to find out that the preparer didn't file the return on time. Now, is that their fault? I mean, who's responsible for that? The taxpayer?
Yeah, generally speaking, once you sign the return, you're the one responsible for it. So the same logic would apply in terms of getting a timely return done. You want to make sure you submit it no matter who prepares it. But here's the thing. Most people are getting a refund. So if you submit a return that's late with a refund attached to it, chances are there's no penalties or interest. You're just delaying the fact that the refund's coming to you. You know what I mean? You're just letting the government hold your refund. If you don't file at all, you have a refund.
Okay.
That kind of a logic. You know what I mean?
So sure.
The extension of time is something you can do. If you're up against a deadline in the last few days here, take the extension. Give yourself through October, mid-October, and don't file an inaccurate return in haste. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
But what if you don't know that? I mean, that's kind of what the question is.
They didn't know.
You're assuming everything is going okay. You've signed. You know, they're going to do everything for you. And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe something happens to the preparer and they don't get things shipped off or sent in.
It's still the taxpayer responsibility, though.
Right. And then there's tax and circumstances. I mean, geez, if something happens extraordinary and there's this, that, and the other, and you have penalties, interest, and assessed, and you can say, hey, here's what happened. Here's my case. The IRS can and will waive penalties and interest depending on, you know, things. So,
the bottom line is this.
The extension gives you that extra time. So take it if you need it, and that's always the message within a few days of the deadline.
But if you owe, you still have to pay.
And if you can't full pay something, let the agency know, file the return if you have a requirement, and, you know, go from there. But don't just let it go, because that's when you could face a little more pain than you want to. So.
Pain and paying.
I don't have this money. How can I come up with this money?
Here, would you like my car, too, while we're at it? Anyway, hey, so, Rafael, thanks again for being with us through this tax season. And, boy, it went by quickly.
Yeah, no worries. Always glad to be on with you guys and make it fun.
Okay, yeah, it's fun. Indeed. And we will, I'm sure we'll talk to you before next filing season. But in the meantime, be safe and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rafael. You too.
Bye-bye.